Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Any questions for Tom on that? Okay, we'll move on to number 30, land evaluation and assessment plan. Paul. Are you with us, Paul?
I am here.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. Paul Coughlin, I'm the Habitat Program Administrator for the Wildlife Division. I'm going to just take a few minutes here to give you a brief update on our efforts to evaluate game production areas, more from the standpoint of determining which game production areas, are there game production areas that we as an agency feel no longer meet our and our constituents' needs as providing, you know, significant hunting opportunity and habitat for wildlife. I think I spoke to you at the last meeting or the previous one. Sorry, I don't recall. Just briefly, we went through an evaluation of our staff did of game production areas in principally the eastern part of the state, and asked our staff to evaluate those game production areas based on a number of factors to try to identify, again, those areas that maybe aren't necessarily meeting our needs anymore and move forward with the possibility of disposing of those properties, kind of getting rid of some of those areas that maybe cost us a little more than they provide in return for habitat and access. And as Tom just mentioned, you know, habitat and access, that is a such a top priority for us right now, and this is just one part of that effort to maximize those things. So right now, again, we did an evaluation. We originally had 45 game production areas identified. We went through a process of looking at various factors associated with those 45 game production areas. You know, some might have been properties that were acquired with federal money, and that presented a significant challenge for us in disposing of properties that have that federal tie. Some of them may have been donated properties, and you know, we had no desire to do anything that would have jeopardized somebody's donation of property as a game production area. But at the end of the day, we ended up whittling that list down to seven game production areas that we are now in the process of working through appraisals on those properties. Disposal of state real property, it's of course governed by various state laws and regulations, and principally among those is the statute that requires that when we do sell state property, state real property, it has to be done according to very specific requirements. And one of those is that the value of that property has to be established by a qualified appraiser. And so right now, I am working to get, we are trying to get the best deal for our money here, and bundling a few of these game production areas that are geographically located near each other into one contract for an appraisal. And once we have that appraised value, then we are able to move on to the next step in that process, and that of course involves you as a commission, approving the disposal of these properties, and through resolution. And I'm hoping that in the next several months we are able to start bringing these properties to you for that purpose. After that, it enters into a process where we are utilizing public auction as the means of disposal. And again, that'll likely be something that we see this spring or early summer when we get all the, hit all the check boxes and make sure that we're complying with all the laws and regulations and rules that govern the disposal of these properties. So like I say, I just a brief update on where we're at right now, currently in the appraisal process. More importantly, I'm available to answer any questions you might have about where we are.
Great update, Paul. Thanks for your time. Anybody have any questions? You knocked it out of the park. No questions.
Awesome. Thank you.